Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being the victim of phone number theft. We're better than that. Our number to call on only the first segment tonight, if you're listening live, is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You, of course, the Den Pen. Join it at davinsden.com, clicking listen and chat live. Or if you're listening on an affiliate, go to davincomedy.com. I still have to look and see what the hell it is. Open up a new browser.
What do you mean I have to look into what
no,
it is?
No, I have to look at it and then click chat and go. I should have this memorized, but I don't.
I know. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's just good to have it written out. My husband's radio show, they changed something, and he was fumbling with it all afternoon.
I've changed nothing. That, of course, is Pippi Elix. I am Davin Rosenblatt. Joe will be here soon. I got to get my pep up.
I know. What's going on with you? I'm going to come over and slap you around.
Get my pep in my step. Well, we got a good show tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to record two TRN shows, which is two of the syndicated shows, which means more stress. Twice the stress.
I know. And twice the, like,
Yeah. It's very stressful. We're so used to being able to talk. It's like, oh, no, we got 4.5 minutes. Get it out.
Yeah. It's like, hurry, spit it out. Okay, now shut up.
Yeah. So we're doing that twice tonight. But it's going to be fun. We're going to open up with some Ann Jackson. What was it? Last week, she told us about how the FBI gave her the right information, and then she proceeded to get scammed. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or was she fighting with Miller? I get confused.
No, I don't think it was last week that she was fighting with Miller. Last week she was talking about how... Well, she was kind of reiterating all of the people that she had spoken to and how she had gone about contacting them, and then said all the wrong things about how she talked to them and got the emails, and she thought they were the right ones. And it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, this is confusing me more. I don't know. Yeah. There was a lot of Mr. Davin's last week.
Lot.
I remember that.
She was out of control.
So we're going to we'll start the show with that shortly. We're going to talk to a former Ticketmaster employee who will tell us the secrets the Live Nation Ticketmaster don't want us to know about the tricks and how to get the tickets you want at the events you want at the best price possible.
I totally want to know about this.
I know you do.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we can. I think this is good information, especially during concert season, playoff hockey season, playoff basketball season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so good information to have.
There are too many people too many things that we have to contact them for. So it would be really good to know their wily ways.
It would be good to know. So we'll be doing that in a little while. Also, there's a new scam out there with stealing your cell phone, and that could cost you a whole boatload of money. So we'll tell you about that. And fun stuff. We'll close it out with our special Mother's Day show, where we count down the worst moms of the year, which always makes most people feel better about their mom.
Yeah.
It's really an uplifting bit.
Actually, you know, in comparison, I think it's a really good thing I didn't breed, because sometimes, I'm looking through these things and some of these moms are so darn inspiring. Oh, God.
No, you wouldn't be that bad.
No, I wouldn't. No.
I am coming off the April Fool's Day sweep, and I would like to sweep this.
Yeah, well, your strength is number one. Finding good stores. Number two.
Is that really a strength?
Well, finding good stores, but then arguing the crap out of why it's better than others.
Wear them down.
Yes.
But
yes.
The problem with the syndicated portion is I don't have as much time to wear down.
No, you don't.
I don't.
So sometimes it's not that part.
And we can't always take in the chat room into effect as much.
Right.
When
they're
not
the deal breakers. Yeah, we're sorry that we can't have you guys as involved in that portion of the show, but it just doesn't really work as well. So you might have to only bring it because you don't have enough time to argue about it.
No, I have time. No, that's the bit. You got to argue about
it. Oh, yeah, we're going to, but you won't have as much time to argue about it, is what I'm saying.
I got
to
be succinct. I got to be on point.
Yes.
I'm very confident in my ability to do that. And, I don't know how this year's moms are going to fare. It's always a tightrope walk between, wow, that's too gruesome, or, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there were one or two, and I was like, oh, this looks really promising, and then the damn baby dies.
That's the problem with these babies. They got to be a little tougher.
Baby, you ruined it for me.
Yeah, suck it up, baby.
I don't mean it that way. I just mean, what?
This is a great story until the kid died. Oh.
I was like, this is great. Oh, that's hard. Oh, yeah, skip.
Yeah, so we'll see. Make you feel better about your mom, so we'll do that. I guess before we do the Scam Busters, real quick, Prince died. Were you a fan?
I was sort of a casual fan.
I was not. I like Purple Rain.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I like, I'll tell you about When the Doves Cry. I mean, I wasn't not a fan of Prince. I didn't, he just was something I turned off the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, I realized.
That sounds like so not a fan.
I wasn't, but I wasn't like a guy I hated.
Right.
I just didn't care for his music.
Yeah, that's okay.
That being said, I feel like I should do a re-listen. I mean, I did leave When the Doves Cry on, but I think that because in 1984, I would always go over to my friend's house and we'd go swimming, and MTV always showed that video and Van Halen's Panama and Jump and the Ghostbusters. Like around that time,
yes.
Those were the things that were, and Shebop. By Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah.
So it was like that 84,
you're bringing me back.
Yeah, 84, 85. Those were the videos that were in heavy rotation.
Very much so.
Yeah, but I remember even then, it would be like When the Doves Cry, like, again with this?
I know. I know. There was that happened so much. That was played so many times. What was it? I had a friend that it seemed like every time I saw him, wherever we were, that song was playing. I mean, that probably happened to everybody, but because it was in such demand, it was everywhere.
Yes.
But it was like I started to associate that song with seeing him because it was like, and then we'd look at each other like, again with this song, and it was everywhere.
It is everywhere. And now, you know, listen, it's a shame. I'm not really stunned when a rock star dies, though.
Well, not anymore. No. Because especially the people of that era, you know, I mean, he was young.
57.
Yeah, that's still young to die.
Well,
you know,
apparently not. It was good for him.
Well, I mean, like, of a natural death. I mean, I'm thinking that there were possibly drugs involved.
Yeah.
Drug deaths are younger than average.
Let's be honest. A man of 57 years old does not stay that thin if there's no drugs involved.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well.
Mr. Hillix is pretty damn thin, and there's no drugs involved.
Yeah, there might be drugs. You don't know.
No, there absolutely
you
isn't.
You don't know. One day he's just going to be face down in the cat litter. You're like, I had no idea.
I didn't know that was a gateway drug.
kitty litter. It is a gateway drug. You know, the clump type is.
Yeah, wait. How come this kitty litter is in lines? They're not that talented. What are you doing?
You get a brick of the clumped kitty litter.
Yeah.
Fermented with cat urine, and then you then you dice it up. And
that
yeah.
is... You, as a cat owner, should know how rank that is.
I don't clean the litter boxes.
Oh, it's so rank. Oh.
Yeah, so that's what your husband's into. Hate to break the news.
No, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it was something.
Yeah. So it's not oatmeal on his upper lip.
Yeah, he seemed a little too peppy.
Yes. No. But you know, I think the message from all this is, kids, enjoy Justin Bieber now. Because you don't know how long he's going to be with us.
Really?
I think that's the message.
You should like Little Red Corvette. That's a good song.
I just never got it. You know, he was always quick for me to change the dial. A little too high-pitched. A little too whiny. He's not really whiny.
You must really love his song Kiss, then.
I don't know his song Kiss.
You don't?
No.
Oh, that's very high-pitched.
Yeah, I wouldn't
extremely
like that.
Extremely false.
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No, I don't particularly like that sound. I like Michael Jackson's music better. I like more of Michael Jackson's songs better than Prince songs.
No.
But, you know, I can respect that this guy was incredibly talented.
Yes, he was. Yes, he really was a great player. He could play, what did I read, 22 instruments? I mean, what are you counting at this point? Like, ukulele and, like, toe castanets? I mean, like, how many instruments are there?
Well, he would play he would do the concert, and he would play every instrument.
Yeah.
When we saw Kid Rock, he did the same thing.
Really? Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah. We saw Kid Rock, and he was doing the same thing.
Huh.
Not that Kid Rock is Prince, but...
No.
Maybe one day he'll be looked at that in that light. Who knows?
I don't know. I really don't think so.
I don't know. I like Kid Rock more than Prince.
Yeah, I know. You know, different strokes, whatever.
Kid Rock has a lot of albums nobody ever heard of.
Yeah.
Kid Rock has released a lot of shit nobody cares about.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
I think Prince did, too. I mean, were people really getting excited for a new Prince release?
Yeah.
I mean, people do get excited. Well, I mean, I know, but, like... I know his fans would.
Yes.
But it wasn't like when Beyonce just dropped Lemonade, like how it's making news.
No, I don't think that there's that kind of, you know, furor.
No, I don't think there was the buzz.
You know, but there's always sort of, there's going to be like the base, you know, fan base for any of these people who are still performing. They're still writing. They're still putting music out. You know, it might not be... Everybody, it might not be top 40, but I mean, there's still people who really want to hear from them still.
I look forward to the ghost of Prince playing Coachella soon.
You know what? Since they did that.
They did it with Tupac.
Yeah, that bizarro, what's that called?
Hologram.
Hologram. That hologram stuff is really weird.
Yeah.
That's really
odd. Well, but Prince has all
this,
they're saying Prince has all this music that he hasn't released.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. So he, you know, like Tupac, he's going to be releasing stuff for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
So fear not. Fear not, Prince-aholics.
His estate is going to be so busy.
Yeah.
So busy.
So there'll be more Prince music, but it didn't really affect me, but I know it's been a rough year for music lovers between Bowie and Prince.
Yeah. Really crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, big ones, and it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, all the people that we remember fondly are getting to a certain age.
That's why we're so going to see all these stupid concerts.
Yeah. I'm like, go see them before they die.
That's what every tour should be called. The Before They're Dead Tour. That's what every tour of all these like musicians over 45. The Before They're Dead Tour. And then there should be like a premium.
Well, I mean, these tickets are at a premium. They're expensive tickets, man.
I'm seeing, you and I are seeing Steven Tyler next week.
Yep.
We won't tell you about it next Tuesday because we ain't going to be here.
That's
but we'll tell you the following week.
Yeah.
Because you need a day to recover, apparently. I'm seeing Steven Tyler. I'm seeing White Snake, who I've never seen. Because I figure, and really, it's David Coverdale in the backups. I mean, that's really what it is. But I want to see Coverdale.
I know.
Because I like Coverdale's voice.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
I like Coverdale. Seeing Guns N' Roses.
I know you are.
You know, because really, that might not come around again.
I don't think that's ever going
to
happen
again. They might put out an album, but for them to hold it together for a couple of years to tour again.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
Unless some people have done a lot of maturing and a lot of sobering. Yeah.
Well, you don't know. And then we're going to see Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a huge lover. I don't really know. I don't know any of his solo stuff. I know a few Wings songs.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I know the Beatles stuff.
Right.
But I just kind of figured it's like, you know what? You kind of should. If you can.
Paul is just...
He's prolific.
And he's an amazing performer for somebody in his 70s. My God.
How do you know? You've never seen him?
I have.
Oh,
I have. Yeah, he's amazing. I've seen him a couple times. He's just really great. I saw him... there was a tour a way back, the Flowers in the Dirt tour. And that was...
Flowers in the Dirt tour?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, that sounds too much like Old as Dirt tour. You know, and he was, and that was a while ago. But that was a pretty good show, but there was really not a lot of...
He's not playing stuff off his solo stuff.
No, I don't think so. Now he's gone to do a lot of Beatles and Wing stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not as much... you know, there is some solo stuff in there, but his set list is really Beatles heavy, and that appeals to me.
The wife has an old Paul McCartney cassette that I might have to put in.
Which one?
I don't know. Go over there. It's in alphabetical order.
I'll just do the show.
I'm responding to a tweet. I'll do the show. You know, go over there. Look. Go in the wall of cassettes.
Okay.
Look at the vast collection of hair metal and Paul McCartney. It's under M, stupid. She's looking. She's at the back wall. That's what they call it in classic rock. The back wall. Her head is cocked.
Oh, look, it's Flowers in the Dirt.
It was all right. Flower. Pip says it's Flowers in the Dirt. Was this a big album?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, comparatively,
Are there any singles on there that anybody would know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it was that big. Oh, and you know, I got my contacts in, and they're real. This is a really bad prescription for tiny.
You want me to read
tiny
it?
Tiny little print like this. Yeah, youngster, right. You read it.
Flowers.
Read
oh,
it
Christ
to Nana.
Me. Yeah, I realize my eyes are going too. I go to the wife. Yeah, I think the cable company's making the font smaller. I'm having trouble reading some of the stuff on it. They're fucking with me. That's what they're doing. Damn you, Cablevision. You're fucking with me, so I need to get... I know the collusion you have with Pearl Vision, so I need to get glass.
Absolutely.
I see what you're doing. My eyes are fine.
Actually, you know what? I forget which one, but one of the utilities made their font a lot smaller, and I'm like, oh, damn it. I can't read this.
I find it's like the color contrast, like to put white on yellow.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm like, what do I got to get the bifocals out? Jesus Christ.
Well, this prescription is terrible because I'm nearsighted, and this is correcting, you know, everything else. So since it's correcting that, it took away my nearsighted. And when I have contacts in, I can't just take off the glasses.
Well,
I'll forget it.
I will attempt to read what is an album which I've never heard of, by the way. So I'm guessing this is our early 90s?
I think so.
Yeah. So My Brave Face, Rough Ride.
My Brave Face.
I don't know it. Has it been
people
on the radio?
People would know it, yeah.
Okay. Rough Ride, You One or Two, Distractions, We Got Married. Put it on a fucking cassette, make it real. Put it there. Oh, Es La Le Soleil. Really? This is before he was Sir, by the way. Figure of Eight, this one, Don't Be Careless, Love. That Day Is Done, How Many People, which is something people ask on the first or second date, and Motor of Love. So that is it. I don't know any of these songs. I might pop it in the car. Now that,
I only know the My Brave Face. That's the only part that I know of that song.
I may pop it in the car and the old cassette player, since I'm riding with cassettes these days. Loving life with my cassette player.
Où est le soleil? That's You're the Sun in French.
Oh.
That's what that means.
What do you with your Frenchness?
Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. I don't really speak French, but I know those are the few words that I know. Those and a couple others. But Lisa says in the chat, it has to be in Braille. I know. We need things in Braille.
You need Braille television.
I still don't understand. And I know the comedians have brought this up, but it's nobody answered the question. Why are there Braille bumps on the ATM machines that you drive up to?
Very easy. Nobody likes blind people. I don't know what the mystery is. You run them over.
Yeah, how many
you
points?
You lure them in. That's like a rat trap. It's the same thing.
How many points for a blind person at the ATM?
You know what? Doing your civic duty shouldn't be about points.
It's
called culling the herd.
I'm so sorry, blind people listening. I'm so sorry.
Listen, they know what they did. I was very sensitive to the handicap last week. Now I'm a douche.
No,
you never know what you're going to get.
Too much porn. See? Look what happened. My eyes!
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. There you
no
go.
No such thing, by the way.
No, what?
Too much porn.
No. I know. Yeah, that was really, really a misnomer.
Yes. No such thing.
What am I talking about?
All right. Should we just, was trying to give Joe a little time. Joe will be here soon. Should we do this? I'll play the music. You come up with the categories?
Yeah, sure.
All right. There we go. Playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear it. Of course, the first category is Mr. Davin. The second category is Bulb Busting Blue. And the third category is the not often heard, but it's a gem, You Kill My Life.
You Kill My Life?
She says that.
Yeah.
You Kill My Life.
Yeah, right. So what are your...
My own predictions. Okay. Well, Mr. Davin, we had a lot last week, but that we know... from past experience, that doesn't always mean anything with our girl. I'm going to say five Mr. Davins. And I'm going to go with one Ball Busting Blue and one You Kill My Life. So, kids, weigh in. How much Mr. Davin, Ball Busting Blue, and You Kill My Life? Okay, Lisa says five Mr. Davins, two Ball Busting Blues, and three You Kill My Life.
Pretty low, compared to what we did last week.
I know. Well, the Mr. Davins were being conservative because that was an all-time high.
I don't know if it was.
That was a crazy match. Joe's girl says six.
I think Tom was making shit up, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure Tom had no idea about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, Tom was making.
He is the historian.
Yeah, he's the historian. He was making shit up. And none of us know our show any better, so we just go, yes, sir.
Just go, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that's how he likes it.
Yes, it is.
So Joe's girl says six Mr. Davins, two Ball Busting Blues, and she's not saying any You Kill My Life.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we start?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Joe hasn't. I'm surprised Joe hasn't phoned in.
I know.
Or passed on.
Yeah. Passed on.
Well,
you're surprised Joe hasn't passed on. What the hell?
Joe's not a rock star, so he's got a long life to live. See, Joe, it's good that you never made it.
He's not hitting the kitty litter. We can relax. Yeah, Joe will be with us for a long time.
Joe will be haunting us all for a very long time.
Haunting us? No, he'll be right here on this plane.
Yes, haunting us.
Yeah, no, that makes it sound like he's gone.
No. He's here, but he's annoying as a ghost. It's the worst of both worlds.
Of both worlds. Yeah.
But Joe shall be with us for a long time.
Of course he will.
He's way too full of piss and vinegar with way too many bad habits and not nearly enough musician success.
Well, all three of us will have long lives because only the good die young.
I'm fairly good.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty good.
No, you're not.
Pretty good. Except what I said about the blind people a few minutes ago.
That wasn't
so good.
Do you know this show?
In comparison to the rest of these animals out there, I'm pretty good.
Compared
to humanity.
Yes. Compared to humanity.
Like if I was running for president, I'm the nice one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm the best choice.
I know. As much as you say that I'm a terrible person, compared to humanity, I think that I'm doing very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know we have a handful of cats that will attest to that.
Yes. I'm good to people. I mean.
Yes. You are.
My kind of people.
Yes. Cat lovers.
Short, fuzzy, four legs. But please, do continue.
I shall. Mr. Davin!
Oh, one. Out of the gates.
Right out of the gates. Scammers Gianthi Merriman. Pedro did this way to me before. Those are her scammers.
Yeah.
This is why I posted BrownCon, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos, Miller and Green on anti-scam site in order to keep the record as evidence. Because I know when I want something to be official,
yeah,
I go to Facebook page or a website and post it and make it reels.
You say that like it's silly.
Yeah. It's my, what are the things that, they stamp it for you.
Oh, you mean like it's certified or?
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
no, but like they have a person who does this job.
Oh.
And I can't think of it right now.
A registrar.
A notary.
A notary.
Yes. Wow. Our brains suck.
So fried. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The den is collapsing around us.
We just both looked over like you guys are supposed to know what's happening. And there's movement. And it's minuscule compared to mine. But there is a slight horde down here where we're doing our work.
Need a bigger house.
And this thing, this part of the horde just collapsed.
Said enough of this shit. Get with the funny stupid. You're going to die with a lawn chair.
Now, what's in that pile there? The
lawn chair and a sled, a snow sled.
You know what? Those are two things that don't belong together.
Well, clearly
the chasm
not.
Between the two of them became so green.
Well, I figured they were both green, so I figured
that's
put them
the
in color.
Pile?
It's the green pile.
Yeah, but then there's kickballs there too.
And then a ball like went rolling to me.
Is it like sporting and outdoor equipment?
Yeah, it's
pile?
Somewhat organized.
Okay, well, there's bats. Yeah, I mean there is a logic to that pile, but
place is a fucking mess. All right, let's move on.
What? That was really funny. I'm like, you're always teasing me about my horde collapsing on me, and yours collapsed.
It's not a horde, though, because I don't collect shit.
No.
Behind me is all the shit I ever collected, all the baseball cards.
Okay. No, it's fairly well organized, especially considering my horde.
Yes.
But that's really funny that it collapsed.
Yeah. Well, I'll move on.
Okay.
Damn it all red.
Oh.
There is no need to pay for if the funds are legal, or the bank will ask the beneficiaries the fees for the funds transfer only. Ball busting blue.
Oh, yay!
If there's no business connection among the banks. She switched mid-sentence.
Oh, cool.
All right.
I'm very happy. Look, if she's going to bother doing it, I like to call it.
Well, you called it.
Yeah.
The banks will ask their government to release the funds to the beneficiaries if the funds are legal and proved. This is why I said that Morris Mariba is a fucking idiot lawyer as well as a scammer. Of course, it's why. These people are fucking scammers. They are U.S. citizens. You're Americans, but you said they are from Africa.
Yeah.
I'm always
and
wrong.
She's still saying that, they're American citizens. Really? Are they?
Yeah, uh-huh. So I respond to her.
Okay.
All indications are they have at least some ties to Africa. The style of writing, the fact that at least some money was sent there is an indication of that. I do think they have connections in the UK since you have sent money there, but without knowing the real names of the people they pretend to be, it's hard to find them. It's true.
Yeah, I know.
You have two options. The first is move on and just let this go.
Right.
And then the show ends.
Right.
I think this is the best option for you, as this whole thing has consumed your life. I do not wish to see it take over any more of your life, but this is your decision, of course. The second option is to try and see if your local authorities in Japan can work with the UK authorities. The starting point in all is all the information on all of your money wires via Western Union and anything else that you send to the UK. That is why you must present to this is that is what you must present to the Japanese authorities. It is a long shot, and a lot of time has passed, but that is where you need to start. If they could find the people in the UK, then perhaps they could trace it back to the people in Ghana.
Right.
If you decide to go this route, I suggest you bring a loved one with you who you trust. This is going to be painful, as you have suffered a lot. Also, it is good to have somebody who is not directly involved to help in judgment decisions. We both know you are very adamant in what you know or believe you know.
No, she's not animated about it.
I said adamant.
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 Oh, she's adamantly animated.
She might be. Bring somebody you respect and who will have your best interest at heart. I don't think she respects anybody.
No.
No. If you go this route, you can't let any of these people, Brown, Santos, Miller, etc., be aware of what your plans are. They will pose as officials as they have in the past and try to scam you again. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I can't get over how often she sees everybody
yes.
on every movement. And so she keeps them one step ahead of her.
Yes. It's a mystery how that happens.
I know. She's like, hey, you know how I'm going to sneak up on them? Thanks for telling us.
If you go this route, you must deal with the Japanese authorities in person, not email. You are not to pay any money to reclaim any lost money. Your days of paying money for this are over. Do you understand me?
Mm.
If you are unsure of something in the process, you are to go to the police in Japan and ask for guidance. There is to be no more chasing money via emails. It is all a scam. This is the advice I give you as a friend.
Right, right.
What do you think?
I think that that's really good advice. I am bringing out the crystal ball, and I'm looking in, and I'm seeing her not following it. One iota.
You don't think so?
No. Mr. Devin, I shall not do anything that you say to me.
That's unfortunate.
What?
That's unfortunate.
Yes. You fuck off. You kill my life. You.
You're just throwing that in there because you want it to be there.
I do. I really want it to happen. Yeah. But I know she's just going to say, no, they're all Americans. I'm not going to the Japanese. I'm not going to try to get hooked them up with the English. I know they're all Americans, so they're all incompetents. That's what's going to happen.
So she responds. So-called criminal Melvin Santos. Where are my funds? She's CCing me on an email. Where are my funds? You are a fucking liar because you lied to me many times about my funds. I paid the fees to Mars Mariba, and the funds never hit my account. Your man, so-called Dr. Bon Jovi, sent fucking mail to me.
I'm sorry. I can't listen to that and not laugh. So-called Dr. Bon Jovi.
No.
Is it?
Yes, it is so-called Dr. Bon Jovi. I thought it was so-called Dr. Fucking Dr. Bon Jovi, but I was wrong.
Oh, great.
She does not believe that Dr. Bon Jovi is a doctor, maybe.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I know he practiced bad medicine. I know he's willing to see people, whether they're wanted dead or alive. And he's such a good practitioner. All he has to do is sometimes just lay your hands on me. So
you know what? He is one of those criminals that's really slippery when wet.
He is. He is. I think he's originally from New Jersey.
Oh, well, that's we know what they're like.
You know, one time they did haul him into questioning, and he just said, "It's my life."
I just don't even know enough songs to Quick, keep up with you.
To the cassettes and the CDs.
I
have
go
them all.
To the cassette wall.
most Bon Jovi I have on CD.
Oh,
I have a lot of Bon Jovi. of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're like, yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
No, I went to one of his concerts and it was good.
I went to two of his concerts.
I've never been to Dr. Bon Jovi before.
He's my gynecologist.
He's your gynecologist.
He's my gynecologist. Great.
I didn't know you were seeing him.
Yeah, he got rid of his receptionist, Richie Sambora, which is a little upsetting, but, you know, it is what it is.
I know. Well, you know, Richie was really sad about having to always collect the cup. You know the cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll move on. So this is the email from Bon Jovi to Anne. Mrs. Ann Jackson, why do you swear? With a period, not a question mark.
Why do you swear? You do swear.
Your funds are intact waiting for you to comply so that it can be released into your bank account in Japan. I do not understand why you will never or do not like to follow simple instructions.
Well, you know what? That is really very true. She cannot follow simple
instructions.
No,
she can't. Must be frustrating for the good doctor.
I'm sure it is. But case in point, you just told her, stop telling them what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
And here she is.
Regards, Dr. Bon Jovi. You gotta love the balls. You gotta love the balls.
The gigantic balls are naming themselves after a major pop star. Dr. Bon Jovi.
I'm consulting with another physician, C.C. DeVille. Dr. DeVille says, send the money immediately.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We're getting the surgeon, Ringo. Dr. Ringo.
Dr. Ringo. Ringo, Surgeon Ringo.
Yes. He's an intern. He's an internist.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like, don't you? I mean, I don't expect them to be up with everything in pop culture or like, you know, Western musicians or whatever. But damn,
they picked a good one.
Funny. The girls are very excited about the idea of Dr. Bon Jovi being a gynecologist. Settle down in there, girls. Settle down.
Somebody better bring the wet vac for that trip.
I know. Well, you know what? I do understand that, though.
He still looks good.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's always,
you know what, though?
Really,
if I
good.
Had that much money, I could look good, too. Yeah, we could put me back together.
Well, you know what? If I had that much money, I could put me back together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You know who can't be put back together? Keith Richards. Not
no,
all the money.
There's no.
It's
no.
So broken.
No, that's such a Humpty Dumpty kind of case.
Yeah, but I could definitely be put together.
That's like a withered Humpty Dumpty kind of case.
Yes. Humpty Dumpty that's been left out and spoiled.
The shell is broken and moldy.
Yes.
It's really bad.
We'll continue.
Okay.
Enacted well? You are a real motherfucker.
All right.
And Joe's here.
You know, what a great...
what a great intro. Joe said, I said a real motherfucker and one walked in.
Yeah, but he's a bad motherfucker.
But he's a real motherfucker.
We're all motherfuckers.
We're all motherfuckers, but he's the real thing. He's authentic.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How do you mean that?
No, I don't know. Just well, come. I have ideas. Anyway, I'll move on with my show.
That's to sit down and while accolades pour in.
Well, we're just planning our eulogy, pal.
Not everybody gets to walk in for a standing O, you know?
Get here on time, and we'll ease you in nicely, and I'll ask about your ovaries.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My, you know... The day program, I just can't leave when I want to.
Well, most places ask you to leave immediately. I don't understand.
All right,
we'll continue. Yeah, you are a real motherfucker because you want my money. The next step is to pay for the fees. Morris Mariba asked me to pay lots of money, and I never got my funds back. You lie. You are.
Fucking asshole.
Joe.
Fucking liar.
Joe! Yeah! Walks in! Look at the skills Joe Curry presents. That's why he's a real motherfucker. Not he doesn't even have his little suitcase, his briefcase unpacked. He just nailed it.
Yeah, walk off home run.
It was a little pinch hit home run for Joe Curry as he's circling the bases slowly because he ain't running.
He's even getting high fives from the ball boys.
Yes.
Look at that.
You are a fucking liar. Go to hell.
I just love her. She just slags off everybody.
Yes. Eric Bohr is hiding and running away. Ooh, I wonder if she's a little runaway. Better call Dr. Bon Jovi.
You know, we were talking about him as a gynecologist, and Lisa slips in, slippery when wet.
Yeah, that was obvious.
Yeah, I know. Wait a minute. Slippery, there gives you, like, the ooze?
Yeah, but like in gynecological terms, you know. I mean, when you're in there for pleasure, that's kind of good. But when you're there for business, you know, ugh.
I don't understand.
No, neither does Joe usually.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Joe, you don't want to go down there and it's like, you know, wheat thins. Or you don't want it all dry, like a Triscuit down there.
No, I understand. When you're going down there for pleasure, that's good. But when you're there for business, when you're the gynecologist, it's no fun. It's business.
If you're Dr. Bon Jovi.
When he's tossing around in there, you know. So,
yeah,
you know.
But no, if you're a gynecologist and it's you, it's like the Sahara. If you're a gynecologist and
you're
Dr. Bon Jovi, you're going to bring a slicker.
Yes.
That's the difference. That's the difference between you and I being gynecologists and Dr. Bon Jovi. I thought you should know.
No lube needed for this internal.
No, we know. You're always ready to go. Anyway, Eric Bohr is hiding and running away. He blocked me out because he is scared to get killed. Well, most of us are.
Yeah,
that guy's a pussy.
And this guy, speaking of pussy, and this guy has been listening to her rant for a while. So yeah, I think I would be afraid of her.
He took the money, and then she names two other victims. Shame on you. And then this is from Beg and Steal, using one of his other aliases, Anti-Scammer. I see you are still scamming people and lying to wriggle out of it as of May 8th, 2014. You're a disgusting criminal and a money recovery scammer. Do not trust this maggot. All she does is lie and then I don't know.
And Beg and Steal wrote that?
Yeah.
He's
not helping.
Yeah. Now, do you think, does he realize that she's confused, or does she?
I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing, you know. Yeah. I mean, if you know, she, you know, we were thinking the same thing, and many people in the chat were thinking the same thing when this all started. And then, you know, we, it kind of gets to the point where, you know, we don't think that way anymore. And I'm wondering if, you know, if he's reading the same things and reading how erratic she is,
right?
If he's come to the conclusion that she's flat out nuts.
It sounds like he hasn't gotten to the flat out nuts portion of the story. It sounds like he's still like, oh, she's, you know, a scammer herself.
Right.
Was the wife home when you were here?
Yes.
Okay, good. So she can take the kid for the lightsaber training.
They did mention it.
Yeah. I want to ditch the show and play with lightsabers.
Can we? Good night.
All you got to do is become a black belt instantaneously.
They mentioned, ironically, yeah, they were mentioned that they're, I guess, going to go see Sensei.
Yeah, Sensei's back tonight.
Yes.
And they're doing lightsaber training.
Lightsaber training.
I want to
cool.
do that.
If you like a friend, like us, tell everyone. If you like us, tell no one. Let's get out of here. Evans, then we'll continue in 2 weeks.
Listen, the motherfucker had me trying to smash a cinder block without a black belt. I think I can horse around with a lightsaber for a little while.
We ditched the show to play with lightsabers.
We've ditched it for less.
Yeah.
Oh, my ovaries hurt. What?
And that was your excuse.
Yes, it was.
Funny. While I was sipping, that almost cost the table.
Well, you know, Pip Helix is known for a humor joke.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go
Bastard.
On. Yes. But you were very funny. I remember that time. It just happened.
Good thing you weren't sipping again.
Remember that time? Oh, God, I'm sorry.
We commemorated it with a plaque.
You were very funny. I remember that time.
They're going to put you on the 20, you've been, because it was such a momentous occasion.
It was.
Oh, Christ.
I planted the flag on the moon with that.
All right, we'll move on. This is you, Melvin Santos, taking the money from the victim. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr choked the money from the victim. Shame on you. Before I go on, Joe, would you like to hazard a few guesses?
What do we got?
Well, we have Mr. Davins.
All right, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Okay, what do we got?
Ball busting blue.
I'm gonna go with Christ on a Seesaw. Two of those.
Okay. And You Kill My Life.
You Kill My Life. Gonna go with four.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now I respond to her. That stems from the comment you. I'm responding to the beg and steal comment.
Okay.
That stems from the comment you left about emailing EFCCC to regain money. You say you did not make the comment, as we discussed. That was last week we discussed that.
Right.
Also, we discussed it upset a lot of people to see your name attributed to it. You're going to have to accept that, quote, Ann Jackson brand is tarnished and destroyed.
Ooh.
The Ann Jackson brand.
Well, because she has many names that she goes by.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't use
the Ann.
I don't use her real name on the show. I'm using the Ann Jackson brand.
It's tarnished and destroyed. We need to rebrand her.
Yes.
She should call Trump. He's good at that shit. Yeah. I think I see vice presidential running mate.
Oh, can you imagine?
That would be so awesome. The two of them spinning fucking stories. Everybody's head spinning.
Oh, can you see Palin? If he went in a crazy bitch, why didn't he pick me?
No, I could just see some reporter grilling.
Right?
If he wanted a crazy bitch, why'd he pick me?
Well, Ann Jackson knows more languages.
Yes,
Sarah doesn't even know English. Your boy added another one to the collection, Bobby Knight.
Really?
Yeah. he's not even running for president. He's just creating a new reality show that I really want to see. He's got Omarosa, Sarah Palin, Bobby Knight, Dennis Rodman, Chris Christie. This is a show I don't want him anywhere near the cabinet. Whether it be the kitchen cabinet or running the presidency.
But
this is a reality show that needs to be filmed. He's got quite the collection.
Christie is blocking the kitchen cabinet, so it's the rest of it that everybody else is
Trump
in.
Should rename himself the Ringmaster. It's got quite the collection.
Barnum.
You can just see Trump Bobby Knight standing on top of the wall throwing Mexicans off like their chairs.
Wait a minute. I'm having a moment. Who is Bobby Knight?
He's the he used to coach Indiana.
Okay.
And college basketball.
The whole state.
Yes. Well, the way they love
the border.
Him.
Yeah.
No, in basketball, and he won a title with them, but he was known for his temper tantrum and throwing chairs across.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Picture me if I was coaching basketball.
Oh, dear God.
You don't have that type of strength. Yeah, it's
just picture it in the chairs flying around.
It's
like there's a friggin' poltergeist in the room.
I think he actually hit a player or two.
Also. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's been some scandals.
Oh, that's not good.
No, he's not a man who's in control of his temper.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah, but anyway, don't worry. Trump's going to win 5 more states tonight. I tweeted out, I can't wait for Kasich and Lincoln to announce their, after they get their asses kicked tonight, Kasich and Cruz to announce their alliance with Reagan and Lincoln. They're just going to try to get everybody.
Funny.
All right. Also, we the brand and Jackson's tarnished and destroyed. Too many people were hurt in this. You have to accept that. There is no use in fighting that. I present your point of view to my listeners, and they can decide what they think you are and what your motives are. Don't respond. Just ignore it. People say nasty things about me, Joe.
Yeah.
I believe you have on several occasions, LOL. I said that to her.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, yes.
Join the many voices.
Shut up, you.
If you hate us.
Come on, join
yell
the
at Davin.
Join the chorus of disdain.
That would be our background band. If we ever do the live show, we could afford like a backing band, and they would be called the
chorus of disdain.
I like that. Of course, we'll be just short of abysmal, but
yeah.
Yes. I ignore it. You should do the same, Mr. Davin.
Two
dose.
In ball busting blue, you are wrong.
Oh, damn it! So we got one on the board for that.
That's actually two.
Two.
Oh, okay. Just come in later.
Yeah.
And then she's back to regular. They will use the official words like JPY, or Japanese yen, or USD, US dollar, when in banks and official mails. It is not like what you say. Jennifer is using the words according to the bank info. Remember I said like she's got the dollar sign backwards?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's... Is that true?
No, she's false.
All right.
She don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I do what he says that. Is that true? No, she doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Really? God almighty, she fooled us with all this concise shit she's been saying for a year.
She really pulled a herd of sheep over our eyes.
Yeah, right.
When it went to Western Union to pay for the fees, we all use those words. You judge it wrong. I can see those hunters are fucking liars because they never know the real funds transfer.
Oh, God.
You're either incompetent or a liar with this funds transfer. Thank God the powers that be told Anne the secret to funds transfer. It must be very frustrating for her.
Yeah.
Dealing with all these idiots.
I know. All these people that are incompetent, but except for her. And how much has that paid you so far, honey?
But it's not like they're incompetent and she's the only competent one. They're not incompetent. They're scammers.
As a matter of fact, if you look at it that way, they're all competent.
Yes.
And she is not.
And there you go.
There you go.
And there you go.
Well, if you want to be accurate.
Yes.
That's your thing.
Sorry for throwing facts at thing. It.
Oh, as I say, who needs proof? Anyway. Proof is for fools. You judge it wrong. I can see these hunters are fucking liars because they never know the real funds transfer. They lie to people. The bank clerks will use those in order not to make mistakes. And I did experiences. I don't know what that
means. You did experiences.
I think that like you. I think you like when you go to like a theme park. There's certain experiences for extra.
I was just thinking. Oh. You know, I was thinking that like you know.
That's probably what she.
Well,
did.
Like if you go,
she
to
went. She did the scam experience.
Or if you go to the ballpark or something like that, you get a package. There's experience. Like you had one. You went on the field. You did. You know, experience.
The hit by a truck experience.
Yeah.
Right. All these experiences. She had experiences.
Jennifer had that one.
Yes.
All I want to say is that they are shameful because they are not professional claiming to help the victims. I have to go on my life.
We all do.
These fucking funds are all informed by UK, EFCC, and IC3 Brown Cotton, Miller Green, and so-called UN Melvin Santos. I did consult the expert here in Japan. Mr. Davin!
Oh.
Now you can believe what I said. Rumors are horrible, and these people are real liars, because they do not know the truth, but create lies. This is why I do not like to join the groups. Or, in fact, mess media also report the rumors that hurt people, too.
Media.
We haven't heard mess media in a while.
No, we haven't.
I think Donald Trump would like that one. I think every candidate would like that.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
That'd be great if all the candidates just started calling them
mess media.
That'd be awesome.
The mess media.
You never know what is going on. Going for law enforcement destroys me, and I never get fucking money back. I dare Melvin Santos is criminal because he is a fucking liar after he contacted me promising to deal with the cases according to the law. Brown Cotton should be fired because he has no ability at all.
Brown Cotton should be fired. He can't be fired. He doesn't have the job.
Scam job.
Oh, yeah. Well, that he does well. As a matter of fact, he's probably going to be up for a promotion. But, that, you know, as far as what he does, no, he's not the guy.
Speaking of promotions and scammers, I found Belinda on Twitter.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think she'll talk to me anymore.
Is this recently?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, because every so often I just like to see what she's up to. Like, oh.
Yeah.
What's she been tweeting?
She did all retweets. Mm.
Look at him, cyberstalking his sweetie style.
No, but I mean, like if I just reached out, she would block me. You know, I'm bad for business.
Yeah, probably.
Plus, I really don't want her being knowing what I'm doing because every week I'm posting shit about her.
I know. Right?
Yeah. Who wants to explain that all this time later?
Yeah, that was like one time, the first time I did stand up, and I go on stage, and the girl that I just broke up with is there with a new boyfriend.
Oh, damn.
Bet he was looking better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Now, all the jokes that you did about her, how'd they go over with him?
I don't know. You know, I did that. She had claws like a mountain lion and this, that, and the other thing and stuff like that. And I get done. It was my first time on stage at Governor's. 1988. I get done.
Jesus Christ.
And yeah, and Adam Ferrara and Anthony Cumia are sitting there at the table laughing. And I go, was my set that good? No, it was deplorable. But she goes, your ex-girlfriend is sitting at table 7 with her date. And I just got done. She had no clue I was going to be there. I felt so bad. This girl goes there, you know, to forget about me. So I broke up with her because she was crazy. And I
that's saying something considering you.
Yeah. And and she had no clue. And she's like, I'm going to go forget about Joseph. Forget about, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Curry.
Yeah.
That's
so great.
It's kind of funny. All right.
Let's see. I dare Melvin Santos as criminal because he's a fucking liar after he contacted me promising to deal with the cases according to law. Brown Cotton should be fired because he has no ability at all. He has no common sense of funds transfer, and he never did any investigation about funds transfer. He is a fucking idiot FBI man.
God, yeah, we should call him and have a word with him.
Yeah, really.
But we can't because that's not real.
Now to ball-busting blue.
Three.
Jesus Christ. And how many did I pick?
Two.
Nah,
you're wrong.
Fiddlesticks.
You suck. The truth. I never get money back. They choke my money.
They choke my money.
See, now I bet Andrew Jackson's happy he's not going to be on the money anymore. He's tired of being choked.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey's going to be on there.
You are a douche.
Oprah Winfrey is quite a credible woman.
She's not going to be on it.
Harry Tubman.
Looks like Oprah Winfrey to me. Should be Oprah Winfrey.
I don't even know what to do with that.
We're just going to let Joe have that, and we're going to back away slowly.
Stedman's going to be on the back.
Stedman is always in the back.
Yes.
Going to go on now.
Alrighty.
He's hiding. It's like somebody else should. Miller and Green are hiding after they took all of my money, which I earned hard from my real jobs. Then she sends me this subject. Something I must attack back. It is right time for me to expose the truth. Most of the so-called hunters do not know the funds transfer exactly, but judge it from rumors without the evidence. It is lies. It happened to me. Number one, the woman who brought all this to our attention lies to people a lot because I did explain everything to Mr. Davin. Posting a radio.
Oh, stop. Does that count?
Yeah, of course it counts.
All right.
Yeah, of course it counts.
Well, you know what? It could be, if you want to be technical, it could be like in a statement
or it could be
the casual version.
Whenever she drops it, taking it.
Yeah, you got to respect it. It's like God. You know, same thing. It's God, but sometimes it starts a sentence, sometimes
it's like over when you get over the pylon with the ball. You know, you didn't run in, but you got over the pylon. It counts.
It's Davin, not Yahweh. Mm. Calm yourself.
Could be Yahweh.
No.
Working on it. I did explain everything to Mr. Davin, hosting a radio show. She created rumors saying Green asked her money. Here are my questions. A, she cannot offer the evidence. That's not a question.
She cannot offer the evidence?
Was there a question mark behind that trying to do its damnedest?
No. No, it was a period. All right. B, Green asked her money to send to whom? At that time, she did not know his daughter yet. That's not a question. D, if Green asked for the woman for the money, what?
He's spitting up his Dunkin' Donuts.
What's your problem over there?
My problem is you just start thinking as you do it, and then you just start thinking about it. And
stupid it is.
Stupid it is. Because it's the second, you know, he says it, right? And you go, not a question, okay. And then he reads another thing, and then he reads the second one, not a question. And as I'm taking his stupid.
I know.
Geez.
Well, it's she's just as dumb as to say, like, I have five words for you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, but those five say so little, but yet mean so much.
Yes.
Well, wait, it works the same way as when somebody is talking, doing the voiceover on those Japanese movies.
Mm. Yes. D, If Green asked the woman who brought this to our attention money, he would ask her to send to someone specific. But this woman is a fucking idiot woman who lies, and I can judge it well. All right, so we had
not
four,
a question.
No, we had four alleged questions. Only one of them
was a question.
How about I have some statements? How about that, stupid? I'm gonna mix a question in there.
It is statement.
I have statements. My, the wife is was home. And
yeah.
And they're still traipsing around. They need to go. And
I don't run the joint. What do you want out of me?
Go upstairs and yell at them.
I'm not yelling at them. They're your family. If you want to do something dumb with the show, I'll do it.
but there could be repercussions
like,
for me.
You know, I really
you
am,
go up and yell at your family.
I really
am here talking
I really
about
am treated like the help.
I know.
You
I
should
know.
Be so lucky.
Yeah.
Please. You sent me over to the listening library before while we're on the air.
She went to the back wall. Crazy. Brown Cotton is 100% for sure right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brown Cotton is 100% for sure right?
For sure.
Yes. Wasn't he called a liar and incompetent?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah.
Oh, so many times.
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun. You lost your ball. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you weren't even here. Dun, dun, dun. Were you listening on the way in?
No, hold on. Yeah, a little bit. Davin is storming upstairs to command, to take charge of his wife and little girl to tell him they must go play with their lightsabers.
Play with lightsabers.
You will go to Sensei and play with your lightsabers.
Hey, go play with your lightsabers.
Yeah, right.
Is when he's going
to
get back.
All right, right now he's probably walking up to him. What's going on? They're probably telling him to shut his face and come back downstairs.
Oh, he's storming back down.
And don't
okay.
come back
so
down.
So anyway, we were talking
dun,
about something
dun,
else.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. So how'd you make out there, Chief?
That's what you fill with? Really? God forbid you two have to have a human conversation.
No, your conversation is human enough.
He's
are you trying to take charge of your family?
Look at Joe holding on to the ball.
He's holding his purple stubby ball.
Yeah, yeah, really, it's a prince ball.
Yeah, this is
probably why he died. Look at that thing. It's pimply and it's large.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what is this thing, an allergy? It looks like
no, it's a kid's toy, you moron. Put it down.
Yeah, kid's toy, stupid. It looks like a fucking allergy molecule.
It does. It's like one of those itchy balls that fall
the
off
show
the
brought
trees.
To you by pollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, I'm getting itchy looking at that.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's just because you don't bathe. But yeah, I move on.
Look, he can't run anything right now. My show, go fuck.
Go back to the cassette wall.
I go upstairs. He told me to go to hell. I don't know.
Find some Joe Perry project. Amuse yourself.
That's not a bad
Why
idea.
Am I getting punished?
Why shouldn't you? You know what you did.
That's true. I didn't know you did.
I did. So now here's a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. This is Anne. I have never met such a woman like her. She wants any men. She lies. She said Green asked her money. Brown Cotton goes, she is sex maniac.
No, we're talking about
the woman who brought the story.
Woman number
yes.
one? Okay. Yeah.
She fucking liar. Anne says, truth, you see. Why you do not believe in me? I am fucking mad. I have a fever.
Brown, what?
I don't know. What? Worst lyrics ever.
I'm fucking mad. I have a fever. Fever.
Brown Cotton goes, I do. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wait. That's five.
The hunters are wrong. They even do not know the funds transfer. She is fucking fix on the funds transfer.
I know.
They lie, too. They do nasty to me because they...
Do nasty to me.
Do nasty to me.
It's got a little... It's got a little anime-ish.
I'm going home and saying that to Mr. Helix. Of course,
do nasty
just,
to me.
He'll just laugh at me if I say something like that.
They do nasty to me.
Do nasty to me.
Because they do not want to admit their lies. They are also fucking liars. They make mistakes, as Brown Cotton did. They even do not know how to freeze the accounts. This is real law enforcement. They are liars.
Trying to do this sexy
because they do nasty to her, so
no!
I have to read the paragraph and it's sexy.
Nasty.
Yes.
All nasty funds.
Well, I thought the pills started to take charge. Yeah.
Nasty, nasty fees. Yeah. Never get my funds. Ooh, doo, 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 doo. Oh, those nasty fees. Sing it.
Janet Jackson song.
I understand. Just waiting for the laugh.
You
well,
had it earlier.
Unless you
she
provide
was funny.
It,
remember that time? You expect
should've,
more?
Should have treasured the moment.
You should have. You just let it go like another one was coming.
Yeah.
That was stupid. Oh, the hunters. These hunters are poor and jobless too.
Oh God, it's turned into a little.
How does she know they're jobless?
Because she's really stuck on facts, stupid. She really does a lot of research. You're going to doubt her? How dare you? Because she makes shit up. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we get six.
I need to go to work soon because I have jobs.
No kidding.
Unlike other people.
Exactly. I have jobs.
Yeah, kind of like a dig there.
She's not just going to... Yeah, I know.
You know
she's
what?
She's not going to one job. She's going to jobs.
Do you think that was a... Do you think that was a dig? Or do you,
you?
She doesn't know...
No, not at me.
No. I mean, at the other fray. I mean, maybe. She's so dumb she doesn't understand irony, so I didn't know if she did that on purpose. You know what
I have
saying?
To go because I have jobs.
Right.
I don't know. She didn't italicize it.
Yeah.
I want to say, number one, the ways Miller, Green, Eric, and Brown did to me are the same as Pedro did to me. No difference. Truth.
Would you laugh if those were questions now?
Yes.
I wanted to say, and now they're questions.
I was hoping it was a question.
Now they're questions.
Yeah. Number two. They are fucking idiots saying they want to bring the victims' money back, but they ask the victims to pay and pay. Same as scammers.
Because they're idiots, right? Not because they're scammers.
No. Number three, they are hiding. Why? They are coward and they cannot face the truth and solve the problems as they did to me and the victims. People will never trust them anymore. It is good. Number four, me is a real victim.
What?
Me is a real victim.
Me is a real victim. Apparently Cookie Monster is taking the place of Ann.
Me never get funds back.
Need cookie. <Yeah. laughs> He's got no cookies. It
we
sucks.
Pay fees.
We pay fees. You know, they said him all these.
In Malaysia, but there's nothing.
Said him all these. You want graham crackers? He's all done. You know, poor Cookie Monster.
Nom 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 nom.
Yes. You know, he's not the
they
Cookie Monster anymore.
Fees.
Isn't he like the Good Food Monster or whatever the hell he is now?
Oh, is he like the Apples and Celery Monster?
No,
oh, fuck
he's still
that.
Cookie Monster.
Are you sure they're going to change him around?
I'm sure once in a while he eats healthy shit, but he's fine.
Okay,
really?
Cool.
What do you know, the backstory of the Cookie Monster?
I do. He's on HBO. He's like, he's got like a
movie after show hours on Sesame Street. Fuck this shit. Me have Twinkies. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Lights out on Sesame Street. Nobody's watching. Me have Oreos. Fuck apples. Yeah.
Like I said, they're on HBO now. There's probably Sesame Street Confessions.
Yeah. Right. They
pull
the
back of an Uber
booth.
Snuffle up because it has shitty ones to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, enough.
Uber.
Me is a real victim who paid lots of money, and my money is all gone. Miller is hiding and running away. He is shameful because he does not take any responsibility. So do Melvin, Jennifer, and Parker Green. You say they are staying at low life. Why not? Because they lie to me. I don't know.
Well, you see, I'm not a great lawyer, and I've lost some cases and stuff like that. I might be disbarred because I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, by the way, Lisa says this would be excellent in Sesame Street voices.
Like I can do a couple of them.
What are you thinking?
But the sentence that I was going to read isn't good for it.
Oh no! Okay, good.
They will get punishment for what they did to me.
That would actually be good for some of the characters.
Hey, Mr. Davin, I'll make another. Nah, it doesn't work.
No.
Hey, Bert. Nah, it doesn't work. Sorry, Mr. Davin.
Mr.
Davin.
I'll edit myself. Yeah. I will make another video special edition from Melvin Santos and then send it back to UN. A special edition video.
A special edition.
And it's limited.
She's going to send a video to the UN because that's how you get their attention.
Yes.
Send it here while I get the fucking popcorn. I got to see this shit.
I know.
Should we go on a little bit more or not?
You the boss.
Yeah, you the boss.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Yeah, right. Subject, here is the truth. About fucking time.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's Jesus. Eight.
Brown Cotton told me that I could expose the truth, and I will. And I will make loud noise, because they do not feel shame for what they have done to me. Please, see the conversations. Maybe it is good to make good comment on it. They are fucking liars.
Oh.
Ball-busting blue. Brown.
Wow, a lot of ball-busting blue tonight.
Yeah.
Brown Cotton lies to me. Miller never returns the money to me. Jennifer lies. She confirmed, and every time what I got is never-ending payment. They never feel shame for what they've done to me. They say to me they are helping me, but the truth is that they want to kill me.
Wow.
They don't want to kill you. They just want to take all your money.
Yeah. What good are you dead?
Yeah.
So Brown Cotton said, we are the CID. And then this is a conversation between Ann and Brown Cotton. Ann says, Mr. Brown, I am tired. I will have a job interview tomorrow and the coming week. Brown Cotton says, what is going on again? I can't find my script here. Prattle on, won't you?
Can you just hum to yourselves?
I take one fucking long week. I haven't had a day off in 6 months. I take 1 week. There's coffee spilled all over. I can't find my notes. I hate this weekend crew. They suck. Just go on, Ann. I'll be with you in a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to read the notes.
Oh,
these
for
are
Christ's
sake.
What's this sticky on my computer? Ann Jackson said there's a... Oh, why did you tell her that? Oh, for Christ. It's going to take all morning to fix this.
How many times did I tell you? Do not straighten. Do not organize.
I don't.
I have everything where I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This job share is sucking.
That's like when you come back for like, it's like I can see my desk on Monday when I come up because I'm taking time off for the day program to work on the house. I get back on Monday. Oh, for the love of Pete.
Totally.
Jesus, it's going to take till 11 to get all this shit straightened out, you know?
So Brown Cotton goes, what's going on again? Ann goes, I need to work a lot to pay for the debts because the officers will come to check and ask for the payments. I am crying because I paid to Jennifer. I am dead. I did ask Jennifer to confirm. Brown says, how much? Did you send the $200 to her? Ann says, no. Brown says, I already sent the $100. Ann says, I have no money. I am crying. I went to City Hall this week. Brown says, she will confirm. Ann says, I know. Spelled I-N-O.
I know.
I know. It is too late. Brown Cotton says, please send her email now. Ann says, no. Brown says, no, not at all. Ann says, I do not want to. I have no money. I paid 130,000 Japanese yen to her. Totally. I am dead. Brown says, I ask you to give her the last chance. Why you never listen to me?
Because she's out of money.
Ann says, I need to raise money for my company. I even have no money. I really do not know what to do. She really destroys me. Brown says, no, never. Please don't say such.
No, never.
Come on, woman. You're being crazy.
Why can't you walk away right there?
I know.
Well, Ann says,
why can't you walk away right there?
She's all in.
Ann says, she does not know how to confirm. I will have a problem with the coming week. My right arm is taking treatment. I don't know what's going on with her right arm.
She said something about her arm before.
I don't. Has she?
A while back, we were all
maybe
like, what the hell does that
stroke
mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Her right arm is taking treatment.
I don't know. Brown says, she has done this one. Ann says, if my right arm cannot go well. Brown says, please email her now. Ann says, I cannot go to work. I am crying. I really do not know what to do.
Yeah, I think it was last week she mentioned something about her arm, and we all went, huh? And we went on, because we didn't. It was totally out of context. Shocking. Oh.
All right, we'll be able to get through this. We'll get through this.
All right.
This destroys me. Do not contact me anymore. I am sick of the stupid funds. Jennifer does destroy me this time. I did tell her to confirm. She said to me the reactive account. What the fuck is that? Is that like when you try to deposit? It goes, no.
How much money right at this point, what you're reading, do you think she's into them? Just a rough estimate.
A shitload with everything.
Well, what's a shitload?
I don't know, more than we make. I don't know.
All right,
it's
really 70
sure.
bucks then. All right.
Yeah. No. I don't know. A lot. Because she throws numbers around all the time.
Right.
I don't know. And she skips around what she sends me shit, so I have no idea.
Because the problem is that if she did say, look, I'm done, she's got to pay this money back. Now, if you're asking people, you know, to pay, you know, to let borrow money, it's rough enough. Go to the bank or go to friends. It's very dehumanizing. To go and go, well, what do you need the money for? I'm going through divorce. I'm short on cash. I lost my job. I just need some cash to get me by for a couple of months.
Right.
I got scammed, and that is like, it's bad enough you have to go and deal with the bank or deal with friends to borrow money. For that reason, you know, maybe you don't want to come to terms with reality just so you won't have to turn tail, away with your tail between your legs and go to your friends.
Oh, you know, it's horribly embarrassing, I'm sure.
It's like if somebody's in a bad relationship, you know, we broke up and she doesn't love me and I still care about her and I'm just heartbroken. And you're like, look, just walk away and, you know, and it's fine. It's cool. You know, you'll find somebody else and blah, blah, blah. We've all been on both sides of that. And when you're saying, come on, dude, it's cool. It's be fun. And you're looking, guess you're looking at it a rational way. But when you're that person, fuck you. You know,
you can't
see it. I mean, even how clear it is.
It's not clear to her, as you said.
Yeah.
I did tell her to confirm. She said to me the reactive account and then the funds will release. But no, the bank asked the stamp fees and I paid. And then she asked another fees. I paid. Brown says, what is left now?
Oh, you bastard.
They don't care.
Well, they do.
But they're inhuman. They're godless. They're inhuman scum.
Really?
Cold, inhuman.
You writing my bio
scum.
Again?
Scum. Yes, yes. I think we're working together in a week, so I'm just getting ready for the intro.
Well, you're working for me. We're not working together.
Oh, I thought we were doing it together.
No, you're running the show for me.
All right.
Yeah. But nobody gives a shit about that right this second.
No.
But in a few minutes when we plug it, they will.
Okay, I dropped it. Moved on.
<Yeah.
laughs> Okay.
What is left now? Anne says, I do not know it. Anyway, she is stupid. She destroys me. Brown says, really? Anne says, 3 times she asked for tax, and she lost money. I have all of the record. She's just forgetful.
Yeah.
Brown says, she has the money. She said her friend gave her. She also told you. Anne says, I have no money now. Brown says, but you just want to insult her, okay?
Yeah, how would you put nerve?
Anne says, she asked me to pay $200. I have no money. Mr. Brown, if you are a good man, please ask Miller to return the money to me. I do not contact him anymore. He destroyed my whole life. I have no way out this time. I just asked him to return the money to me. I will never contact him anymore. My life is really through. I have to work to return the money to my company and the local government, my social insurance. Brown says, okay.
Yeah, he cares.
Anne says, please ask him to return the money to me. I do not contact him. Brown says, okay. Anne says, I deleted him already. I will never contact Jennifer and Green either. You all destroy me. Hunters and scammers want to kill me. This is all the truth. So please do not contact me anymore. I will shut down everything soon after I get one more job. By the way, Eric is fucking Interpol. He lies to me, too. That's going to smile.
He's doing what to a pole?
He's fucking Interpol.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. He lies to me, too. I do not get any fucking money back, but only the debts. You do lie to me. Fuck off. February 7th, 2014. Anne says, no need to contact me. I will send the info out, because this is the truth. Your truth is from all of you who destroy me. Brown says, send it now. Anne says, fuck off. I will. I am doing. Never contact me. You use me. All of you use my source to arrest the criminals. Ha! Go to hell. Burn in hell. I will expose everything that you do to me. She really thinks that she's helped these people.
Yeah.
Right, she's wrong. You will. Brown says you will see yourself in jail because they have lovely mirrors.
You look back and see you with the bars in front of you. No shit. They were right.
Anne says threats. Ha ha. I will expose this to the people around the world. Who uses me? All of you. You try to kill me. You are a real killer. James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr are killing me. These hunters are doing it because of you. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten me because you do this to me. Brown Khan says, me?
I love when she has roll call.
Yeah.
Everybody here, all the assholes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Brown says, me? Anne says, you. You took money from the victims. You are assholes. They hunt you. They hunt you, not me. I did tell the truth. Do not waste my time. I will send the info out. Brown says, FBI Brown says, fuck off.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
And then Anne writes to me, these people are fucking criminals. Miller, Green, Brown, Eric, Jennifer, Morris, and Melvin. Ha ha ha! They are real.
Yep.
And then this is more from Anne and Brown. Could you kill me? Brown says, send it and stop making noise.
He don't give a shit.
Stop making noise.
They don't
noise.
Care.
So dismissive.
They don't care.
She's danced around the kill thing.
Send it and don't make the. They
don't
care.
Don't make any noise.
Because they know that she doesn't grasp what the hell is going
yeah,
on.
I know.
No.
She goes, I will send it. Of course, you are all mafias. Brown goes, go on.
He didn't.
He said, go on.
Go on.
And says, the truth. The funds will never be out, and you lie to people. Brown says, stop telling me. Anne says, lie, you lie. Brown says, it is your funds. Anne says, you are fucking assholes, so return the money to me. Brown says, did you pay for it? Anne says, the fucking certificates, I did pay for it. Brown says, who? Are you mad? And that's where we're like, yo, you mad, boy?
You mad, bro?
You mad?
Oh, that's
I don't
terrible.
Know what the hell we just heard. But
oh, my God. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if we've furthered the story at all.
No, but it's just like more like insanity.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we did.
Yes, tell us, divvy it up.
Nobody got this at all.
Hope you're happy with yourself.
I'm not.
You know what you didn't do.
8 Mr. Davins. The closest one was Joe's girl.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Extra nookie for you or something? Yeah!
Somebody I care about did well.
When Pip gets it on the head, you care about Pip, you don't get all excited about her.
He smacks me in the head with his purple bouncy ball.
Pip got six Mr. Dab and she nailed on the head. I never heard you go, yeah! No, there's never the enthusiasm. I think there might be more to this.
There were four ball-busting blues tonight, and the highest scores were number two. And that was shared with Joe, Lisa, and Joe's girl.
Yay, everyone.
And there was zero, it's you better. Kill my life. She said every permutation of Bette being killed or killers. She didn't say that one.
What are you gonna
and
do?
Joe's girl said zero.
Ah.
So Joe's girl's the winner tonight.
Yay.
Every night Joe's girl's a winner.
That's right.
Yes. So you got closest.
Who, Joe?
Joe's girl.
Oh, yes. Good for Joe's girl.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes, enjoy your victory. All right.
He doesn't like anybody that's associated with me.
Well, this is the first that you've known of this?
Yeah.
5 degrees of awful.
He doesn't even like himself because I'm associated with him.
Yes! Yes!
He's filled with
self-loathing. It's the part I hate about myself the most. Yes! This is
filled
quite
with
profound. You ruined my mellow. All right, let's thank some people who allowed this to happen. We're going to do those plugs now.
Oh. Okay.
We're going to do and the show plugs for any concerts or performances that we have this week.
Right.
And then we'll do the other stuff. And then we'll do the syndicated stuff. And we're going to take our longest break here.
Yeah.
It's a couple of tunes. That's what's going on. A little different tonight.
All right.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, lightsaber, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead, Pip.
Okay. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make reservations to their comedy show on May 13th starring Brad Lowry from HBO.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and Monday through Saturday, it is open for lunch and dinner. Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up July 15th, and that'll be starring Joe Bronzi. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website at portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve a great night out. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu or on their website, www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. or give them a call at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nonna can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Size Putting Productions for all of your entertainment needs. Comedian, murder mystery, kids entertainer, celebrity impersonator, we got it. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Really packing out these comedy shows lately. A lot of full audiences, so it's
awesome.
Good. We're doing something right. Number to call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody got any gigs this week?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's this Wednesday and Thursday, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and reservations on that. And I'll be doing a special function on Saturday night. Check that out. I'll have information. Also, my website, JoeCurryComedy.com. I've got my show dates finally put up on there. So please check that out and come by and say hello.
You got anything?
Nothing for Mr. Helix.
Friday and Saturday, April 29th and April 30th, I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. For tickets, call 866-468-7619. 866-468-7619. We're going to take our first break. We got some great tunes for you. On the break, you're going to hear Charlay M with her single Back in Time. You can learn more about that her at khb-music.de. Then you got Franco and the Dreadnought with his single Who Cares, and Viridia with their single Say a Prayer. And you can learn more about those last two artists at deucemusic.com. So when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about how the ticket industry works, which I think is very important considering we all like to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some other stuff. We'll tell you about some scam stuff. Then later on, we got the Mother's Day, Worst Moms, plenty more show to go. So don't you go anywhere.